Delegates held multiple rounds of voting, eliminating the candidate with the fewest votes each time. In the first round, it was hedge fund manager Eric Hovde who finished last. In the next round, it was Thompson. Winning the final round was Assembly Speaker Jeff Fitzgerald, who received just over 50% of the vote. Fitzgerald said the grassroots activists who were voting at the convention had paid close attention to his role in the collective bargaining battle last year.
You know, these are the kind of the diehard Republican folks that are the grassroots folks, and I think, you know, being that we are fresh on their minds and fresh that what we just did, and the governor probably, you know, haven't been around for a while, I think probably played a part in that.
It was a big symbolic win for Fitzgerald, whom most public opinion polls placed last, but he failed to get the 60% of the vote needed to earn the party's endorsement. Finishing second in the final round was former Congressman Mark Newman, though Newman won the first round of voting when all four candidates were on the ballot.
Well, I think the first ballot tells a story. That's when all four of us were on, like it will be on August 14th. We won that ballot by a 2-1, and I think you see the strength of our grassroots support all across the state.
Newman had been working in advance of the convention to identify supporters and get them to be delegates. Some of his opponents called it stacking the deck. Thompson did not talk to press afterward. While it was a disappointing finish for the four-term governor, it officially changes nothing in this race. Primary voters will choose the party's U.S. Senate nominee on August 14th. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.